Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. It is good to sing thy praises and to thank thee, O Most High, showing forth thy loving kindness when the morning alights the sky and what follows. Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 12, the verses 1 through 17. But first we will read the holy law of God. I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 12, the first 17 verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, Every man according to his eating, as shall make your count afore the Lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. As 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses, for whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be in holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you, and no manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Ludemann, who was becoming weaker in her home. Chelsea Vandenberg, who had surgery on her knee in this past week and may be home again. Mr. and Mrs. Conrad Vanessa, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl, and Mr. and Mrs. Justin Vanderwall, who were also blessed with the birth of a baby girl. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy great mercy, that we may be given to see the dawn of another day. Thou wast given unto us and our children another Lord's day, and the opportunity to come up to thy house. Then 2 months of this newly begun year, they have quickly run their course, and now we stand on the threshold of another month. Lord, then also in this past week, consumed, thy compassions have not failed. They were new every morning. Great has been thy faithfulness, and that over an unfaithful people. May it please thee, by the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit, to grant a deep and abiding impression of those solemn matters in our hearts, by the first time and by renewal, on the one side, what thou hast done, and thou hast done nothing but good. Then thou hast surrounded us with thy care, with thy provision, and with thy protection. And we are sinners that have transgressed all thy commandments. We are a people that are all lying under the sentence of death, because in paradise to our first parents thou hast declared the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we have eaten, and yet we are still in the precious day of grace. Lord, may that truly become a wonder by the first time, but also by renewal, that we may be given to be wonder thy patient long suffering and thy goodness, and that it may still be proclaimed unto us and our children that there is a way to be saved through the meritorial work of thy dear Son. Then thou yet maketh a difference with many upon the face of the earth, where in many places many fears also of sickness, and where many have been ushered away. Then also in that way thou wert speaking to the inhabitants of this earth. May they receive ears to hear and not further harden their hearts, but may it work out that repentance, a turning from sinful ways, and a Lord, then we humbly ask thee by renewal for a rich blessing upon thy word. Oh, we have come up to thy house already so many times, and then there are still so many for their own traveling on that broad way to everlasting destruction. And, our Lord, thou knowest that if thou doth not stop us and our children, if we are not wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit, then we continue on our mad career to that eternal destruction. But, oh, may it please thee to cause thy kingdom to come, and that thy name may be glorified, and that sinners in this very morning hour, that they may be awakened, that they may be quickened, that they may be turned and that they may be added to the list of beggars begging of thee for the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. Wilt thou do it in this morning hour? Work in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou not leave us cold, untouched, and unrenewed? But may we be wrought upon by thy love. Wilt thou spare us and our children, that we deceive not our poor souls, as those foolish virgins do come to a shed door. Lord, remember thy Zion, and then we may be in the time of passion, where we are called upon to meditate upon the deep suffering and death of thy dear Son. Oh, then it is the work of the Spirit to make room for that passion, but it is also the work of the Spirit to instruct and to lead them to the cross. Ah, thou hast a people upon the earth that needs thy sacrifice, but that also loves thy service. And may it please thee to grant those further leadings in this season. Remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth on this Lord's day. And may the kingdom of Satan be broken down, and may thy kingdom be built up. Remember the many temporal needs. Lord, then we commend unto thee by renewal the mother with her serious sickness, and where the physicians have indicated, according to their human understanding, that her time is but short. Lord, above all things, wilt thou grant prepare her to meet, that she may meet her Maker in righteousness and in peace. Ah, may she be given to beg of thee fervently, with the prayer of the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Wilt thou remember with her dear husband and the family circle, remember all the sick and all the afflicted, all those under the physician's care. Then we may acknowledge thee, that a little son who underwent surgery in the past week, that thou wast made all things well, and that his parents were privileged to return him to his dwelling. Wilt thou grant that sacrifice of thanksgiving? And, ah, Lord, thou knowest that is thy work. Then a young daughter also underwent surgery in this past week. Then thou wast helped her out and helped her through. Wilt thou grant further healing and strengthening? And then thou wert speaking in a special way, my daughter, give me thy heart. Ah, may this calling, may it be accompanied by the precious work of thy Holy Spirit. Remember all those that are near and dear unto her. We commend unto thee the mourning ones, all our elderly ones, the crosses and the burdens, and may they be sanctified. Then in the past week, then it has pleased thee to bless parents, to fathers, grant them a place at thy footstool, where the humble and a broken heart, that they may be given to be wondered thy goodness, where thou wast spared life, and where thou wast given life. And Lord, may they be little daughters born to be born again. And may they be children for thy glory. And may the prayers be multiplied to that end. Wilt thou further strengthen the mothers? Wilt thou remember the grandparents? with their great blessings and responsibilities, we commend unto thee all the barren ones. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? And remember all the unborn. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy help. Thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee for everything. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? May there be many empty vessels. May thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou remember all those that could not come up to thy house? Thou knowest the lawful reasons. Remember those that would not, but all, Lord. Wilt thou remember each and every one that has come up, from the youngest to the oldest? Wilt thou grant ears to listen? May ears be unstopped and hearts opened. May we be given to listen as we have never listened before, as if it was a new word, as if it was a new gospel. Lord, pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. Take away everything that could be a hindrance, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 240, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. O Lord, the God of my salvation, a day and night I cry to thee. Let my prayer now find acceptance. In thy mercy, answer me and what follows. Psalter 240, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. And then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 12, the verses 26 and 27, and we shall also add verse 28. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this? The sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our and the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Our theme was, what mean ye by this service? With four thoughts, in the first place, a timely question. In the third place, a necessary experience, and in the fourth place, a resulting worshiping. Beloved congregation, we have heard on the past Lord's Day the instruction which the Lord has given to the children of Israel concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Passover. And then in the past Lord's Day, and then we were given to witness the sacrament of holy baptism. And to that end, when we hope to continue with our text, then we may see it as a reflection upon what has transpired in the week gone by. How has that now been with our parents who were privileged in the past Lord's Day to present their little child to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon their little foreheads? Has there now been a reflection? What have been your thoughts, parents? How has that now been? Have there been parents that have thought of the oath that you have made? Because it is recorded in heaven, fathers and mothers, had ye spoken together of these matters, and has it brought you on your knees? And then we have heard of the specific instruction that with the celebration, our text words that speak of future Passovers, and then in this morning, then also to consider what has taken place with that first Passover and that one thing needful. When the Lord has commanded the children of Israel to grant special instruction with the celebration of the Passover in the years to come, it is true. The Lord parents grants those special opportunities that we may speak to our children of the blessedness of the service of the Lord and of that one thing needful, But then we can understand when it is stated in our text it was a special time, but that it was the calling of the children of Israel to instruct their children at all times. The psalmist in Psalm 78 has declared, "We will not hide them from our children," showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and the wonderful works which He has done. We even have the examples. And Job has said in Job 12, verse 7, "Ask the beasts and the birds, and they shall tell thee, and they shall teach thee." We think of the animal kingdom, maybe boys and girls. Maybe you have seen a nest of foxes. And what an effort those parent foxes take to instruct their little foxes. And, of course, the animal kingdom, although they have come under the consequences of sin, and they devour one another, and they are filled with much fear, nevertheless, they do not have to contend with fallen human nature. And yet, when we see those animals, then those foxes, they even become skinny, with all the efforts they put forth in the raising of their little pups. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He was 12 years old, then I read of Him in Luke 2, verse 46, when He has come to the temple, that He sat before those doctors, those professors of theology, and that He has asked them many questions. Then we have heard of that rich answer that fathers and mothers, fathers as the head of the household and mothers. We read in Titus 2 verse 5, to be chaste keepers at home, how important it is that our mothers may be in the home with their children, that even their little children, that they may be instructed in the simple things concerning the Lord. One of old has said that she who rocks the cradle rules the world. And now concerning that rich answer, then it concerned that Passover lamb. And then it is clear, because the sacrament of the Passover, oh, it is true. When we think of Genesis 22, of that sacrifice on Moriah, that a substitute was given for Isaac, what rich instruction concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. But now in the sacrament of the Passover, what a rich foreshadowment of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. And then in the scriptures, then how often that He is called a lamb. The prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 53 verse 7, He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Oh, John 1 verse 29, we have told you in the past week how that the children of Israel in the land of Goshen, that they were commanded to separate a lamb on the 10th day of the month, that they were to be, it was to be placed in a separate place, that the children of Israel may look upon it. And has that not taken place with the true Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? When we read John 1 verse 29, then John the Baptist has pointed Him out, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." then he has been separated for his public ministry as that suffering lamb that not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and spot. In the book of Revelation, then the Lord Jesus Christ 26 times is called the Lamb. Thus then it is clear that the Passover Lamb that he has pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would be sacrificed as that offering to pay for the sins of his people. And now for the children of Israel, it was a very special time, because we have heard it from the first verses of this chapter, that it was to be the beginning of months, the beginning of the religious year. Has that also taken place in our life congregation? Of course, boys and girls, you all have your birthday. That is a special day. But now there has to come another beginning. We need to receive another birthday. And that is that new birth by the Spirit of God, that we are quickened and that we are renewed. And now concerning that Passover lamb, then we read different expressions in verse 3, in verse 4, and in verse 5 of this chapter. In verse 3, then that lamb was called a lamb. What a wonder it is, congregation, that it may be declared that there is a Lamb, that there is a Savior. No one amongst us can say that it is not possible for me to be saved, because I read in 1 John 1 verse 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses from all sin. Thus verse 3, a Lamb. But in verse 4, then that lamb is called the Lamb. Do we not read in Acts 4 verse 12, no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved than the name of Jesus? Oh, what a lesson to learn for the people of God, that there is the Lamb, one Savior given by the Father for the pardoning of sins. But now in verse 5, then we read your lamb. Thus do you see the difference? It is true, when we go back to the original, maybe not perfectly clear, nevertheless, in verse 3, a lamb. People of God, how far may we go with that lamb? And then we have told you in the past week what a preaching that lamb was, that when boys and girls, fathers and mothers, when they have looked at that lamb, maybe in a little pen, or even in their bedroom or in the kitchen, then what a questions that boys and girls must have had concerning that lamb, and what a beautiful opportunity for fathers and mothers to speak to their children of the necessity of that lamb, that they needed a lamb in the time to come, because death would come in all the dwellings. What a privileges that we and our children have, children of Israel in this time. They had no Bible, no Psalter to sing out of. It had to be passed from generation to generation. Three feasts that have been set aside, Many people have dwelt very far away. Later among the children of Israel, at this moment, they were still in the camp. But later, when they have come in the land of Israel, they have dwelt far from Jerusalem. Thus, what a privilege as fathers and mothers that we have. And I read in Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. But now our third thought, because in this morning it is true, good to reflect upon what has taken place in the past week, and especially for the fathers and mothers that have presented their little child for baptism. But that question in our text, what mean ye by this service? Then in the Hebrew language, then it is more condensed. And then it actually says, what this service to you? Thus then our question could also be understood. What meaneth this service to you? Thus that boys and girls would not only ask their fathers and mothers to explain the meaning of the sacrament of the Passover, but that boys and girls would say to their father and to their mother, what meaneth now this lamb, this paschal lamb, this sacrament to you? And that we must speak about in this morning hour. We know that the Lord has said unto Moses that death would come through the land of Egypt, and when there was no blood, that the Lord would slay all the firstborn. The general thought is that it refers to the males, and implied that in the next chapter, that the males, the firstborn, that the children of Israel, and then there were those for whom it had special meaning. That was for the firstborn, because the Lord has said that when there was no blood, that all the firstborn would be killed. Of course, then it was necessary that those firstborn would believe the message. How was that now with us, congregation? Maybe many times we think, when we think of those firstborn, what that must have been to lie under the sentence of death, that in 4 days that death would come in the dwellings, and that every firstborn of whatever age, no exclusions, that when there was no blood, that every firstborn would be slain. And then we think what that must have been for those firstborn. But now, congregation, we are all lying under the sentence of death. Boys and girls, older ones, middle-aged, each and every one of us is lying under the sentence of death. And there is not one that has a guarantee in this morning that we have 4 days left. And how do we now live with it? Do we believe it? And do we cry unto the Lord? And do we ask for that lamb? Of course, we can understand that it was a message for all the children of Israel, because by the means of that 10th plague, the children of Israel would be delivered out of Egypt. And then we can understand, undoubtedly, cannot be different, what a blessing it is that those children of Israel, that they must have had much compassion upon their fellow man and upon their firstborn. But then much thought among the children of Israel about those firstborn lying under the sentence of death. But when there was now a younger child that has not behaved so well, and maybe that firstborn, for the firstborn amongst us, older sons and daughters, the Lord has given you a special place in the midst of the family circle. And what a blessing and what a help that oldest sons and daughters can be for their parents, for their younger siblings, maybe sometime a little overwhelming firstborn, but then you may speak to your parents. But now when there was a younger daughter or son, and that he has looked to the oldest, an example in the family circle, and that such a son and daughter has been quite naughty, then undoubtedly there have been younger ones that were also filled with fear. That if it is concerning my oldest brother, and I am a much greater sinner than he, shall then perhaps, when the angel of death comes through my house, that I shall also be slain. Does that ever take place, congregation, in our life? When we hear of one that receives that tiding of that dreadful sickness, or when we hear that the Lord takes the younger away, and we consider what sinners we are, when the Lord works by His Holy Spirit, and when it becomes reality in our life, and we see that one that is so sick, or this one, and that one that is taken away, then we are included among that people, and then we become a seeking, and then we become a begging people. And then we are given to earnestly cry unto the Lord, whether for such a sinner. Oh, then there are those times that it becomes a wonder that we may still have a place on this earth and in the land of the living. And thus it is true, the message specifically has concerned the firstborn, about how those families must have been filled with fear, how the prayers, what a blessing it is when we become exercised with our fellow man, that the Lord binds the matter upon the heart. Then those children of Israel, how exercised he must have been with death, and what would transpire on the 14th day of that month, how the prayers must have multiplied. And now that lamb of for 4 days separated, we would say passion days, that they would be given to meditate and pray much concerning the things of the Lord, because the Lord has spoken it. Spoken that death would come by their dwellings, and that blood was needed, then that would be fulfilled. And so God's word shall be fulfilled upon this earth. It shall be fulfilled in our lives. And then young and old, we need a sacrifice. We need a lamb. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that learns that they cannot pay their debt Oh, a poor and a needy people, if that is given to cry unto the Lord. But now the wonder is that the Lord has provided, that the Lord has instructed with the sacrament of the Passover, that he has said that a lamb must be placed apart. And now the children of Israel, they have experienced wonderful things, because it is necessary that there is blood. I read in Hebrews 9, verse 22, that without blood there is no remission of sins. Oh, that lamb had to be a perfect lamb, a lamb without blemish, a lamb of 1 year in the strength of years. Oh, a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, with original and without actual sins. Oh, the bride has said in the Song of Solomon 5, verse 10, that he is white and ruddy, and now that lamb is so white. But now with the sacrament of the Passover, then that white lamb, of course it does not say specifically that that lamb was white, of course, had to be a clean animal without blemish. But the bride is called them white because there was no blemish, no sin in that lamb. And now what was necessary? And that was a solemn moment. And then we read specifically that the whole assembly had to kill that lamb. That does not mean that the whole congregation has come together, but that means in each family circle, and if the family circle was too small, then a few families have joined together for a lamb. Then on that evening, in the original it says between the evenings, then the father as head of the household. What a solemn moment that was, boys and girls. Then they have taken that lamb that has been separated for 4 days. And then they have slain that lamb, and they have gathered the blood. Is mentioned the whole assembly. When we think of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that has been fulfilled, the whole assembly. Jews, Romans, do we not read that the Jews have cried out, crucify him, crucify him. And now when that lamb was killed, then it had a special significance, a special importance for the firstborn. When they have seen that lamb, he was killed, then that firstborn is stopped. Now that lamb shall take my place. Through that lamb, I shall be enabled to live. Without that lamb, then I must die. Has that ever been learned, congregation? Has that ever become reality? That we need a sacrifice? Have we ever learned that we are a sinner? A black sinner, a sinner that lieth under death, that we do not put death away from us, but that it becomes reality, death and eternity. And have we learned to ask the Lord whether there is a way? Because with the Passover, they have not thought of their own way. It was an appointed way, was by the means of a lamb. Thus the whole assembly, the whole family circle, they have witnessed the killing of that lamb. But now the children of Israel needed more. They needed the application. And then they were clearly instructed, the father with hyssop leaves, He was to take that blood and put it on the side post and the top of the door. That was necessary for that 14th night when death would pass through the land of Egypt. That hyssop, that is a type of true saving faith. David, in Psalm 51 verse 6, he has prayed, purge me with hyssop, that true saving faith that the Lord gives unto his people. And when they may embrace everything that is written in the Word of God, but also necessary to embrace that perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ and to trust in the same. And then the family, the firstborn, has seen that blood on the door. Was their only hope. And now to be given to trust, that is faith. To be given to trust and believe in the promises of the Lord concerning that blood. And then it was required that the children of Israel would enter into their dwellings and not leave the house till the morning. Sometime it is stated in the story that children have asked their parents whether they could go outside, but that is not biblical. Thus now the children of Israel had to live by faith when they went in that house, when they were outside. Was placed upon the door. But now it was required that they went inside the house and to live of what they have seen, to live by faith, and then they were to partake of that lamb. Let us first sing. Psalter 17, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. O Lord Most High, with all my heart, thy wondrous works I will proclaim. I will be glad and give thee thanks and sing the praises of thy name. And what follows, Psalter 17, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Are there a few? Firstborn amongst us in this morning hour. A laboring under the sentence of death. And no solution. Perhaps you have been busy a long time. What would you think of one of those firstborn congregation if they had now taken a piece of paper and put upon that paper where they may believe that the Lord has begun wonderful providential deliverances? Oh, their tears, which at times they may believe that have been placed in the Lord's bottle. Their repentance, their reformation, a text which they believe they have received cannot be missed, congregation. When the Lord works, shall be experienced. But what would you think of an Israelite that would have been placed that piece of paper on the door of his dwelling for the Lord to see? Then with her mind we can know it. It would not protect from death. Oh, for those truly firstborn, laboring under the sentence of death, then what a wonderful gospel in our text words. A lamb provided, a lamb slain. Oh, the psalmist in Psalm 36, verse 7 has declared, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O Lord. Therefore, under the shadow of thy wings, the children of men put their trust. Oh, it may be declared that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin. And now for the children of Israel, for the prophet and people of God, may that be granted in this season, that what the children of Israel have done, experienced in an outward way, that it may be experienced in the heart. Because in that evening hour, the blood has been placed upon the doorpost. And I read in verse 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That is the one thing needful, congregation. Not enough to be an Israelite. Great privilege. Oh, stay where that truth may be proclaimed. But the question on that evening would not be whether they were an Israelite. Oh, if there was no blood, it would only increase their condemnation. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And now the children of Israel in that evening, then they were to take that lamb, and that lamb was to be roasted with fire. And then it is clearly instructed, not sodden with water. And in of the justice of God. Think of the altar of the brazen altar of burnt offerings. Then that fire was always to burn, never to go out. Oh, in the Old Testament, then the sacrifices were not sufficient. Then that Lamb of the New Testament had to satisfy justice. Thus that lamb without water, oh, what a beautiful picture. What is the fifth crossword, congregation? Boys and girls, what is the fifth crossword? That Christ has spoken on the cross, I thirst. No water. There was water with that lamb. It would have lessened the heat of fire. But the Lord Jesus Christ placed himself under that justice. No water. Thus, then we see concerning that lamb, I read in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And now of but to be burnt, the necessity for us and our children for that lamb. Because congregation, without that lamb and without that blood, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. The lamb was roasted. Hell is called a place of weeping, gnashing of teeth, unquenchable fire. Do you think of those matters? All two places. Then further, then we read that the children of Israel, they had to eat all of that lamb. For the true child of God, for those true firstborns. And it is true, they have to be led and instructed each step of the way concerning Christ and his names, natures, offices, states, and benefits. And that usually goes through the depths in the way of trials and uncovering. But the true child of God, they are taught to need all of that lamb. The nominal Christendom, they speak much of the priestly office of Christ. Important. But at nominal Christendom, they do not need all of Christ. But for the true child of God, those true firstborn, who have been uncovered to their sins and uncovered deeper and deeper, dig deeper, Son of Man, and thou shalt find greater abomination than how necessary and precious that Christ becomes unto them. And then they need him for justification, that is to be acquitted of guilt, and to receive a right to eternal life. But sorrow for sin, ah, that godly sorrow, they learn the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Oh, the true child of God, the children of Israel, they were commanded to eat all of that lamb. The true child of God needs Christ in his prophetical office, in his priestly office, and his kingly office. Then they were to eat that lamb with bitter herbs, that they would be reminded of that bondage and affliction in the land of Egypt, that they would not forget where the Lord has found them and where the Lord has delivered from them, that they are delivered from such a great death. Oh, the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and that shall be experienced by the true Zion all their life long. Do I not read in Zechariah 12, verse 10, that they shall bitterly weep for him whom they have pierced. And then further, then they were to purge their houses of all leaven, that is yeast. And leaven in the scripture, that is a symbol of evil and hypocrisy. I read in Luke 12, verse 1, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Thus that refers to sanctification, a hating and fleeing of sin as a fruit and an evidence of the true work of the Lord. And then we must notice the order, not first 7 days of that unleavened bread and then the sacrifice lamb, but that 7 days of unleavened bread that was to follow the sacrifice, thus the proper order in the life of the church. Although the Lord grants those blessings already in the beginning, in its essence, if we may say it so, because when the Lord works, then from the Lord's side, then he looks down upon them in the Son of his eternal life. And then on account of that new nature, then they have a desire to live according to all the word of God. And then it was specifically mentioned, that is later mentioned in this chapter, in verse 42, that not one bone of the lamb was to be broken. Prophesied in Psalm 34, verse 20, and fulfilled in John 19, when the soldiers sent by Pontius Pilate, they have broken the legs of both thieves, but they have not broken the bones of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was dead. They have thrust him through with a spear and came out blood and water. And now, congregation, we have said that question in the original, that can be explained and asked in two ways. That concerning parents and children, what mean ye by this service? But now the question also, what meaneth this service to you? Not your neighbor. But what meaneth now this service to you? The passion and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our last thought, a resulting worshiping. And then we read in our text words in verse 27, and thus not finished. Fathers and mothers who have presented your children for baptism in the past week, may I ask you, and not only those fathers and mothers, all fathers and mothers, has there now been an end after the administration of that sacrament? Or has there been a period? Custom, according to God's word, but no more. Or have there been those ends, maybe even months or years later, that you were brought back to what has taken place? Because the sacrament of baptism that also proclaims that precious blood. And now the children of Israel And they bowed their heads. Made an impression. We read, and the people bowed the head and worship. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Two times. So did they. What a blessing. When among a people, when the word and the sacraments may make a deep and abiding impression. Thus, they held the Passover and they instructed their children. And now, must close. But now concerning those firstborn, the Lord has spared them in a wonderful way. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then in the next chapter, then we read that those firstborn were to be for the service of the Lord. It is true later, the Levites, the tribe of the Levi, have served in the tabernacle, and then the firstborn were redeemed with 5 shekels. Nevertheless, a special instruction that people that were redeemed by blood, all those firstborn, that they were to be in the service of the Lord, people of God. How is it with that service? How is it with that love? With that willingness? With that zeal? With that sacrifice? With those burning hearts exercised? With the coming of His kingdom and the glory of His name? All those firstborn, they have experienced in a special way the value of that blood. Safety behind that blood. Also, on the other side of the Red Sea, then they were given to sing the song of Moses. Then they were given to praise the Lord for His wonderful works. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits bestowed upon me? How excellent, O Lord, is Thy loving kindness. Therefore the children of men put their trust under their wings. Congregation, what meaneth this service to you? No, boys and girls, we do not have the Passover anymore. We have 2 other sacraments, circumcision and the Lord's Supper. And now in the Scripture, it is declared that the Father has given a Son as that Passover lamb. He has died. He has shed His blood. And to that end, the possibility to be saved, let us remember, oh, what shall it be when we have no blood and we are called to appear before our Maker? May we be given to take that question home. Also in these Passion Weeks, oh, may the Lord work that need for that passion. May the prayers be multiplied, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, older ones, that they may become as those firstborn, laboring under the sentence of death. But that it cannot satisfy justice. And now to learn, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of a wonderful deliverance. And we and our children stand so sorely in need of that same deliverance. the day that thou eatest thereof, and thou shalt surely die. Lord, may it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old. And that is our only hope. And may it also be our expectation. O wonder-doing God, wilt thou manifest thyself as such in the hearts of us and our dear children, hastening to a never-ending eternity. Wilt thou watch over us in this day. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. May we be given to meditate and speak of what we have heard. Lord, forgive everything that was sinful. Keep us over the unsafe roads. Wilt thou return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 222, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. And now to God, our strength and Savior, render praise and loudly sing. In our Father's God rejoicing, all your noblest music bring. We announce that the Keep It Holy magazine are at the exit. Psalter 222, 1, 2, and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. that the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.